The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Bienvenidos, Ichiban, Gorblimey. This is the international episode of my brother and me from around the globe.
Mi hermano y tú.
Mi hermano.
Hello.
No, that's...
that's my brother and you, isn't it?
Yes, right.
Damn it.
How's it going?
¿Qué tal?
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está los goofs?
How are your goofs today?
¿Qué vale le biscuit?
Pardon me, goofmaker. How much for a fresh dozen of goofs?
Bon chapeau.
Travis informed us.
This is all the French I know.
Moments before the show started that today is the international episode of my brother me. It's the international. It's a my brother me you love, but it's got a crumbling economy like in Europe. Sorry,
it's
guys.
It's like when Guts had global Guts. And then all of a sudden there were French kids for American
and
kids.
And America just, was just whipping
America
their ass.
America was just grinding them in a prepubescent pace.
They have nothing
Sports.
In their culture to prepare
yeah.
them.
They don't even put steroids in their chicken.
That radical yeah. rock. Like yeah. nothing. What has braced you for this?
Travis, what do they call the agro crag in France?
The agro with cheese. Wait, no, fuck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. So we do have an international flair on this episode of My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I am your oldest brother, Jose McElroy.
I am your middlest brother, Vladimir McElroy.
And I am your baby brother.
Wait, was that a language or did you become the scat man?
It's like Lady Smith Black, my brother and me.
In Port-au-Prince, Scatman is the primary language.
The national language is Scatman?
Mm-hmm.
In the city, the national language is... In the city of Port-au-Prince, the national mm-hmm. language is Scatman.
He's a national hero down there. National on a city level.
He's the prince of Port-au-Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. In the prince of the city...
Because they held the elections, and he won the election for prince of the city.
Right. He couldn't yeah. be mayor because he does not have a you know a government background.
No.
So
and
more of a figurehead position.
He beat out Lou Bega, which mm-hmm. was quite the coup.
Literally, the Lou Bega militia had a few things to say about it.
This is, of course, my brother, and me. We take your questions, your queries, and some unsolicited. Questions and queries from the terrible people at Yahoo Answers, and we turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. Let's get right to it. My boyfriend, a PhD student, is leaving to do dissertation research in Scotland for 2 months. Do you have any advice on how to cope with being apart?
Scotland's a country, guys, huh?
I love doing this show early in the morning because it takes my voice down here. I sound like Rick D's.
Sound like Lou Bega.
I love it.
It's tough. I'm glad you included his location where he's traveling to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were like, my boyfriend is leaving to go to some whack country for 2 months, then you'd be like, okay, we can help you here. But he's going to Scotland, and Scotland's pretty dope.
I wish she had included where she will remain, though, right?
Because yeah.
if she's in the UK, then... I mean,
from
she's not, though.
kicking it in Des Moines. I guess Skype video calling is good for this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could Google Hangout him. You could Google Buzz him. Just hit him up on Google Buzz.
Yeah. You could both sign up for eHarmony and see if it syncs you up there.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can't imagine
they would, idea.
I can't imagine they would pair a man in Scotland and a woman in Des Moines, and maybe you should take a hint, but I don't know. Maybe it's not going to work out for Cole. Have you thought about taking a couple months off? Just being you know?
But wait, so you're not saying like be single, not like break up for 2 months, but just like mentally.
I'm just saying like, mentally kind of inception them out of your mind, right? Take that eternal sunshine of the spotless mind pill and just kind of forget they exist for 2 months.
Think of it like summer vacation.
Have you seen the film you just referenced?
Yes. Yes. Eternal Sunshine.
And it's just him, it's just Jim Carrey just popping Zannies.
He takes the limitless pill.
The limitless pill and he forgets. But he gets it. Now, see, my problem with that movie has always been that he goes overboard. So it's not just he takes the pill to forget Kate Winslet dumped him. He Kate Winslet will go to the store and he'll take the pill. That'll help.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he didn't want to be lonely for like 20 minutes. And I think that's probably a substance abuse.
And then problem. It starts to get weird when he starts to take the pill to forget Elijah Wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he does it to forget algebra.
and then he does it to forget that the lady is actually a man in The Crying Game, which I don't know how they made that specific a pill.
Well, everybody remembers their first time watching The Crying Game. That's a magical shock.
There actually is a generation of people that, and I would include myself in this generation, where they, through osmosis, learned the turn of the movie, but did not actually see the movie. And
oh, that's a shame.
It's good. I have no idea what the movie is about, but I know that the woman is a man.
Yeah, right?
It's powerful. It's a powerful movie. I think it's Willem Dafoe, right? Willem Dafoe, but he has a... Yeah, it's like Willem Dafoe, but with a vagina.
I only watch
Vagina Dafoe.
I only watch Willem Dafoe movies if he's dressed like the Green Goblin or throwing hot wax on Madonna.
Fuck. That's like half the movies.
Yeah, it's half of his oeuvre. His Criterion collection is actually solely movies wherein he plays the Green Goblin and or throws hot wax. Now, if we could get those two flavors together... Oh, how about boy. It, Coen Brothers? Just give me that. I was actually pretty much exactly in the situation. Mine, of course, was far harder because my wife did not have access to the high band internet required for Skype and such. And you will level out on the missing the person. That will be the worst at the beginning, and then you'll kind of get into a rhythm. Try to, if you're in a long-term relationship, it's going to suck because you get into this mindset that it's going to be the two of you and it'll be weird to have experiences that are just you. And that's the thing that's going to suck the most, I think. And there's going to be a temptation to not have any sort of memorable experiences, you know, for fear that you'll, created some sort of imbalance there. But you got to remember that he's going to be doing, you know, completely foreign, completely new stuff. And you shouldn't keep yourself from also doing interesting things. When Sydney was gone, I got into new stuff. I got into like what we've talked about on the show before. I got into like geocaching while she was gone. You know, things that maybe she wouldn't have any interest in, but I thought I'd pursue. And that really helped to make the time seem full, even though it obviously wasn't full because my best bud Sid wasn't around. But
so get like really into drugs.
Some experience that you would be ashamed to do in front of him, like geocaching,
or like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of sex party.
Well, Travis, again,
yeah.
Imagine the thrill of him coming home and him showing you three baubles that he brought for you from Scotland, said, "These are great, Philip. Now watch this," and you juggle them. Imagine his eyes bugging out of his head as you toss them aloft and catch them and toss them until he gets bored, which is, of course, 20 Pretty seconds much, later.
Yeah.
Hey, jugglers, by the way, I can stream, like, every TV show ever made through a screen on my desk. Your juggling isn't entertaining anybody. Nobody wants to see anybody juggle ever again.
Can I make a side note about juggling that blows my mind?
Can we just talk about juggling for like
Yes. just talk about juggling.
Here's why I love juggling. Juggling is one of the few like things that people do that requires constant escalation. Like, it's like, okay, you could do three balls. That's awesome. Now do four. Okay, now do like knives. Now do chainsaws. Now do babies.
If properly like, executed, it juggling can only end in your death.
Yeah.
That's If you're into some, like, Greg Kennedy, like, pro-style juggling maneuvers, like, that can still... That's like a fucking air show. That's entertaining. He's the dude who got in the cone, and he juggles in the cone, and he'll, like, throw the ball onto the... Like, against the cone, and it'll, like, spin around him in, like, this beautiful perpetual orbit, and then he'll catch him again and just, like, keep on juggling him.
He sounds like an innovative juggler, which is easy to remember... Since his website is innovativejuggler.com.
Okay. You know what I like to do? I like to just toss one of something to a juggler and just, like, go to town.
Yeah, enjoy that.
I hate that.
It's very zen. It's very zen. What's the sound of one ball juggling?
I really like there was a craze that took off for about, I don't know, about a month and a half in college of it was, like, single object juggling. And so it was a ball. You know it, how David Bowie just, like, made love to those dream bubbles in Labyrinth?
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's pretty much all it was.
You're talking about Fushigi.
Do you know what that's called? Did you pull that from...
Have you never seen the fucking infomercials where it's like that glittery, you know, silvery ball that you make dance around your fingertips and shit? Yeah. And every 5 seconds, the crowd's like, Fushigi.
Oh, no. But that sounds like a raw and primal power.
I imagine that Fushigi was the gift for like two Christmases that aunts and uncles gave their nieces and nephews because they didn't know them very well.
Ah, cool. What's it? Oh, devil sticks. Thanks, Dad.
See, this is why we need to get a P.O. box or something. Because it seems like the kind of conversation where after it, people would just flood. Mm-hmm. People would just flood the boxes with Fushigi balls.
Yeah. How many Fushigis today, Donald?
You know I'm ordering a Fushigi.
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 You guys want Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Maxwell McCandless. Thank you, Max. It's by Yahoo Answers user ? Who asks, is there any good dating sites for 13-year-olds? I am single and need a boyfriend ASAP. I am lonely.
Oh, my God.
Here's a good dating site for 13-year-olds. The playground.
I like to think that there's a secret context to every Yahoo Answer question. That it actually does end with an unwritten, I am lonely. But this person went ahead and filled that out. Additional details.
Check that box.
Additional details. Fuck y'all. So wow. I guess the answers that this person got.
I want your help, but fuck you.
This is a pretty cool 13-year-old, actually. I'm kind of into it.
I can't believe she's single.
Yeah, somebody lock that down.
Quick, before her looks start to go.
Too late.
How can you be 13 and lonely?
Mm-hmm. You're surrounded by other 13... Oh, wait, unless homeschooled?
Trapped on an island?
That's... I said homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
That's really the only scenario I can... Unless, like... You're just striking out at the school that you're going to, which is, we've all been there. Like, I was wildly unpopular in middle school, high school, elementary school. I did okay. But I yeah. I had a bunch of friends, other schools, but I had no access to them. Right.
Well, by the time I was 13, I dated everyone at my school. You know, I just worked my way through the ranks.
Yeah, I had fucked my way through the What?
I'm very much like yourself, Griffin, especially in middle school, which I guess is where you'd be at about 13, right? You'd be like 6. I was like, I would compare myself to the Chris Gaines of my middle school. People were not having it. They were not enjoying.
They didn't believe you were a real person.
They didn't believe I was a real person.
I could sleep at night because I knew that, man, if I was kicking it over at Beverly Hills Middle School, oh, man, that's where my friend base was. That's right. Where my core competency is. They know me. The people know me there.
You're known there. You're a known quantity.
Yeah. Take me out of Kamak. Kick me over to Inslow, and I am all of a sudden I'm Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. Is he a known popular man?
In middle school.
In middle school, fair enough.
Middle schoolers love Dougie Fresh.
Take me over to Beverly Hills Middle School. I'm Urkel. I'm Steve Urkel over there.
Yeah.
But if you take me to Inslow, I'm Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel. Exactly. Although, you know, kids, if Urkel had shown up at your school, like...
When you're 13?
Oh, forget about it.
Fucking Elvis.
School would have shut down for the day.
Oh, my God, he said the thing about cheese! Ah!
The Red Power Ranger came to my elementary school, and he did a backflip off my stage.
And he bit it, too. I remember I was in fifth, and you were in first. Oh, that's hilarious.
Nice try. Austin St. John, was that his name? Or is that the wrestler?
Austin St. John was the...
The Green. Was he the Green Ranger?
The original Red Ranger became the Green Ranger.
No. Fuck you.
Tommy was the Green Ranger. Dragon Zord.
Austin St. John...
Oh, guys! All our girlfriends and wives just broke up with us.
Austin St. John is indeed the... is indeed the Red Ranger. If you were thinking of Googling him to see how he has aged, allow me to save you some time.
He has...
He looks like a young Dom DeLuise, and you need to get out.
Didn't he do some grown folks pictures of the all-male variety? I believe he was in some all-male grown folks pictures. I may be imagining that, though. Can we help this person diversify their tween dating portfolio? It's dangerous because I have no way of verifying that this is a real 13-year-old. I just assume anybody who says they're 13 on the internet is actually, you just go ahead and add 20 to that.
Or subtract 5.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So this is an 8-year-old trying to date up.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's where the money is.
Yeah,
I assume that 14-year-old. I don't have any money. I'm assuming 14-year-olds have all the money. Is that where it is all gone?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get yourself a rich 14-year-old.
Yeah, they're pretty close to death anyway, so you'll inherit it.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is why
Facebook is like the teen dating thing, right?
Yeah. And by teen dating, you mean all dating, all ages, for everyone.
All ages, and not just dating, also fucking.
All conversation and contact with human people is Facebook.
Funerals.
Funerals, Facebook funerals.
Bar mitzvahs.
Bury me, like my casket.
click to throw dirt. Do you guys, how far are we from more traditional celebrations on Facebook?
From, like, basically WALL-E, where everybody is floating around in the chair staring at Facebook constantly?
Yeah. Like, how long until I can just go to a Bris virtually? Now, this is largely not for convenience, but because I've never been to a Bris, and I can never seem to get invited.
So, fascination.
Fascination. But I want to...
You want to live stream a Bris.
Let me Google your Bris and live stream it from...
Can I Google your Bris? It's probably one of my favorite collections of words I've ever heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me you stream that Bris. Please.
Is your baby son's Bris on Justin TV? Can you get that? Can get the stream up? How's the Wi-Fi at the Bris facility? What is that? A church? Hospital? Where do they do that?
Usually just
a baseball field.
It's always themed, you know. You see a lot of rich families will rent out Shea Stadium or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a...
Yeah.
You know.
That's why when I have a kid,
put up a bunch of signs that says like Tommy's Bris is a home run and stuff like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Cut the tip off your bat. Get the cork out, Tommy.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think you know how Bris's work.
Cut cut the end of your penis off, Tommy.
Tip of your dick's got to... The tip of your dick has to Jose Canseco go.
And also, we have a guest Briss guy. It's Jose Canseco.
It's a noted baseballman.
He's done slicing through the air and knocking out homers. Now he's going to slice through your wiener and knock out your foreskin. Jose Canseco's brother Jerry is filling in for Jose Canseco. Could not make it.
Because he is a surgeon. Please be careful. It's my son's dick we're talking about.
My coworker keeps peeking at the personal stuff I'm doing on my laptop whenever she comes to my cubicle for work-related stuff. What can I do to make her understand and mind her own business? P.S. You get a bonus of 10 internet points if you can provide a solution that doesn't get me fired. Well, if you're going to be picky. This is from Worried in Colombia, South America.
I gotta say,
okay,
don't come to us and ask us for the favor of giving you advice and then hamstring us at the same time, you know?
Right.
It's like, hey, will you help me move, no, but you also have to wear these really constricting jorts?
Think of it this way, girlfriend. It's like in a video game where it's like, we need you to go in and steal this thing.
Yeah.
And you get an achievement if you don't kill everyone in the process.
I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is completely optional.
Achievement, man. Now you're speaking my language.
Achievements. So this is sort of like, we'll start this question like The Rock in the rundown, not using guns. And then if we get stuck, we will use guns. It just won't be as brainy.
Sure.
So don't look at personal stuff while you're working.
That's
like work 101. If you want to do that, get a job writing about video games from your house.
I was going to say, I don't think you guys are qualified to answer this question.
Oh, no. We are hypocrites from way back.
I was
like
going to say, you live your life looking at personal stuff on the internet. You accidentally write about video games.
I'd be more concerned about like my bosses. That used to be tough when I worked at like offices. You're always worrying about like, what if the boss sees this? This doesn't look... Like, I can't even pretend this is for work.
It's two words. Alt-tab.
Alt-tab. Now, what does that mean?
That's shady, though. When you walk into somebody and you're like, is that a dick? And then it flickers quickly. Whoa,
how personal do you think this is going?
They're live streaming a Briss.
I assumed it was like they were looking at B-dogs.
Travis, no one... except you, looks at B-Dogs.
Or has ever looked at B-Dogs.
I think in Colombia, B-Dogs is pretty big.
When you say B-Dogs, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I think you guys will find that many people know what I'm talking about.
No one knows what B-Dogs are except
you. I think that B-Dogs is a pretty big deal.
I want to see how much higher you can go, so I'm going to tell you that no one knows what B-Dogs are.
B-Dogs are pretty popular.
When you bring
up B-Dogs, it's like listening to Mariah Carey kibitz.
When you bring up B-Dogs, it makes everybody sadder because they don't know what the fuck you're saying.
And it's time for them to learn.
Hey
guys, I want to talk to you about B-Dogs.
No.
Fair enough.
You're not using our show as a platform for spraying your madness.
I've got something that might walk the line of firing.
Okay.
Blanket fort. Now listen, you got the cubicle, and the cubicle seems like the perfect like chassis for a blanket fort, right? Mm-hmm. You really just have to have like the one blanket for a roof, and then the one blanket for the entryway, and then all of a sudden, you're dealing with a blanket fort situation.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a big deal.
Do you think the boss can come by and be like, hey, I'm going to need you to take this blanket fort down? Nobody's ever said that sentence
out loud. I think unless you work at Pixar, it's not okay to build a blanket fort.
Yes.
Yeah. Shit. You know, the iPad is invented inside a blanket fort.
If you work at Pixar, it is no holds barred. Anything goes 6-year-old stuff.
Yeah.
You want to ride a Razor scooter around?
Whenever you come in, you have to take your shoes off and put them in a cubby hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a ball pit in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The only sin at Pixar is to not hang up the sign that says, "Don't come into my blanket fort. I'm dreamagineering in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a wish." Dreamagineering It's one step up from Imagineering. That nothing good comes from Imagineering anymore. No one has imagination. Mm-hmm. But Dream Imagineering is where you sort of half sleep, half read a comic book, and just like let your muse wander.
You smoke like half a bowl of salvia.
Half a bowl of salvia, like, and just like head to the streets of inspiration.
And you're like, oh, talking cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you make Cars 3.
This coyote's screaming at me. No, we can't use that one. But keep your Imagineering.
And then you'll find it. And then I watched as a bear ate the placenta. No, that's not a good Pixar
that's
movie.
That's a bad one, actually.
That's a bad
Pixar movie. The placenta can talk? Let's think about it.
I like it.
Okay. Can we get Buscemi? Can we sign Buscemi on as talking placenta?
Can we get Ryan Phillippe into the studio to play the bear that eats the placenta? That could be a good movie. I would watch that movie. That's what Brave's about,
basically. And you know, and you could just call that movie The Bear That Ate the Placenta.
Mm-hmm.
It's very descriptive.
And it's catchy.
Here's the thing, though. 3D, it's gotta be 3D.
Gotta be 3D. When the bear tears into the placenta and shakes it out of his matted fur, mm-hmm. I want that placenta to just come soaring into the audience. Because I think it's about time kids learned what placenta is.
Yeah.
I think that we could actually make it in 4D and have it reach back through time.
Mm-hmm. That's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the kind of Dreamagineering that you come up with at Pixar. Time travel.
Yeah.
Time travel. Right.
We all used to be placenta, you know? Why not, like, go back and remind ourselves?
I don't think that's how it works.
Travis, I
don't think you're made of placenta at any point.
I have to admit to you, Travis, that when you said 4D, I automatically assumed that you were just going to launch chunks of placenta at the children in the audience. I understood that is what 4D meant.
I thought 4D was smell-o-vision.
Well,
can we bring back sense around?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Travis. Do you think you're going to get chunks of placenta launched at you and you're not going to smell them? How fresh
I would
is
love
this?
To see a movie in which they do it in 4D, but they remove smell from the equation. Like, put on these glasses and also this nose clip.
Why am I going to waste fresh placenta when I could be selling that to Tyra Banks for pennies, for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars? I'm going to use old placenta
when I chuck
it at the kids.
Huh? Sorry, guys. The FCC is here. They say that we've said placenta way too many times in this episode.
The man's shutting us down.
Now we have to change it to schmacenta.
Yeah. Now we got to change it to baby lube.
This is easy. We changed placenta, cat, bear to a dog, Milo Notice 2. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to the 3D. Bank. In 3D.
Oh my god, his whiskers.
Those dogs are. I bet all the animals in that movie are dead.
Every animal. Oh, Homeward Bound, it's all dead.
All dead.
Shadow went first. You know it.
You know Shadow went first.
Also, look who's talking. That baby's dead.
Yeah.
If Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, the movie where dogs go cross country and find their owners, if that movie played 5 minutes later, you would just see the dogs having heart attacks and die because they went so far.
You know, I actually know that movie is a work of fiction, not just because the dogs talk, but because at no point does one of them roll over and show you his boner.
You know, Homeward Bound, what they don't show you is the next, like, 5 or 10 years living with those animals is going to be insufferable.
Yeah.
You know, you throw the stick.
Let's go for a walk. I don't really feel like going for a walk. Oh, really? Because you fucking left me in San Francisco, you cunt.
You remember? You fucking piece of shit. Oh, you want me to go fetch? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to because I fetched you from across the country. So I'm cool on fetching forever. Were you going to eat all that turkey? I didn't think so. Give me the rest of your turkey.
So, guys, do you think there is a website that this person can go to that would not get them fired, but would also teach their coworker a lesson about looking over someone's shoulder?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like pipe bomb stuff.
No.
No?
No, fired. Fired.
Fired. That's fired.
Sword.
See, because I immediately went to something that was titled, like, How to Eat Your Coworker by Sword. That will get you fired.
Sword polishing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just don't think... I think the whole internet is so weird now. It's hard to think of something that's not really broken down.
You could get on a dating site for 13-year-olds.
Yeah. We didn't actually come up with a good name for that. Do you guys have... Like, Teenster sounds pretty good, but I'm not sure that's That's work at. Let's mull
teen,
it over.
Teen love.
Teen zone teen. For kids. Teen zone for kids.
Teen zone for kids and fake kids. That are uncles, actually secretly,
you know,
uncles.
You know, there's a Penn & Teller book, and I can't remember what is How to Mess with Your Friends. Is that it?
I don't remember. I don't know.
But at one point, they talk about being on a train or a plane, and somebody reading over your shoulder, and type out onto like a Word document. Like, I know that you're reading this. Mm. I know. I can see you looking over my shoulder.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually. Write a note to that person, and then make them feel bad when they scope it.
There's nothing. Here's the problem, though. There's nothing that you can do on your computer that you shouldn't be doing at work that won't be so, like, incredibly scintillating that this person won't redouble their efforts to peep your business.
Right.
Oh, you know what it is? Hmm. Here's what you do. Have your personal website or whatever you're checking out, and then when they come in, close it real quick, but your background is just a collage of pictures of them.
That's it.
That's
circle fantastic. Gets a square.
Circle gets a square. Travis has finally helped somebody. Only took us 102 episodes, but we did it. Someone has been helped.
Guys, you want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This yes. Yahoo is sent in by Malik Marcellus. Thank you, Malik. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Yeah, baby, yeah.
No. Justin, could you say that correctly, please?
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Thank you.
Who fucking asks? What themed party can I have for Halloween? I want to attract lots of lovely ladies. Oh, behave.
Oh, no.
All right, Griffin, I'm going to have to take this question away from you.
Okay.
Can you please paste the text into our Skype window? Okay, you just typed fuck you. That is not. What theme party can I have for Halloween? I want to attract lots of lovely ladies. Oh, behave.
That was miserable.
It sounded like Austin Powers had a stroke.
I did. This isn't my fault. It's Mike Myers' fault for not releasing a new Austin Powers movie. Yeah, I don't know what he sounds like.
It sounds like your face is melting while you're doing it.
It's like an Austin Powers got a bucket of water.
Come here, baby. Hold on. I dug a Haru canal. 1955. Oh, you can't, baby. Yeah. My day is over, my good friend Elvis Costello.
Sounds like if Austin Powers were a fat woman on South Park. That's the sound I apparently was.
Yeah.
Oh, behave.
Okay. Yes.
I think this. Can I say something? I think this person has their heart set on a theme. Uh-huh. I think the theme has been decided.
Guys, I don't want to get outside of like the question, but is it possible that this person has just chosen to live an Austin Powers lifestyle?
Oh, you're.
Can I share the top answer?
Please.
The top answer from Yahoo Answers user Rock Titan says. It's April.
Oh, he's the pragmatist.
Oh, that's great. Any
a Halloween themed party?
The harder thing to think of is a Halloween themed party that women somehow won't find a way to make sexy. Is that too much?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that.
So you're saying like a Captain Pike themed party where everybody rolls up in a big container.
Maybe this is, I don't know. Maybe this isn't true anymore since none of us are in college. Yeah. I feel like in college, if you had any Halloween party, there would be at least 1 to 2 women there who were dressed up in a scintillating way.
Hey, are you in college right now? Can you not listen to podcasts? I promise you, there will be lots of time for us. We'll still be here when you're 31 years old. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your college years listening to us, please.
Store us away in a vault, and then when there's some kind of apocalypse and everyone else in the world is killed, there will be time then.
There will be time for that.
If you have listened to every episode, that's like 5 entire days that you could have spent
getting it.
Like, getting it.
Just getting it. Man, woman...
It's a good time to check in. It's been a solid 5 months now. We're a good way into 2012. Are you guys getting it?
Like, are you in college and listening to a podcast right now? Unless you're getting a mani-pedi and are getting ready to go out and get it. Like, I can't think of a good reason to be listening to this show right now if you're in college. Bacchanal!
Think about that one thing that you want to do, but you're too afraid to do. Hit the pause button and just go fucking get that thing. Get it.
Get whatever it is. You guys are just blowing my mind because there is probably a pretty solid group of our listeners that have 1 month of college left.
Oh my God.
They will graduate at the end of May, never to be in school again. This is it.
My last month of college was the best month of school time that I ever had in my entire life. And if you mm-hmm. are not dipping, you're just drunk on, well, Pabst, but you're also drunk on like fear of what's going to happen once you get out of school. You're drunk on like excitement that you're about to be finished with college. You're drunk on power because you're the highest.
If you're a little nervous about leaving, don't.
Van Wilde that shit.
I treated myself to year 5, and I don't regret it.
Well.
You know what? You guys know why I had to take a 5th year of college? Because I failed Spanish.
I never knew that. I thought you just, like...
I thought it was a choice.
I thought it was because you wanted to change your major.
No, I failed Spanish.
Okay, so don't rage that hard.
I raged so hard I forgot my second language.
Do you know why I failed Spanish? Because I walked into the class and the motherfucker is speaking Spanish. Dog, yeah. I don't speak it. I know this is the 4th one of these I've had. Like, I don't speak this language. Can you please? He would make assignments in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what the homework was.
He would show up with a picture of your family you had drawn in red crayon. Like, is this
what you wanted?
Is this it?
I baked empanadas. Is that what you wanted?
Did you want this?
Did you want these empanadas? This is what I made. This is what I
say that again, please.
Empanadas.
I think to sound like Marley Matlin taking a Spanish class.
Justin is either he has an aphasia or he's having a stroke in real life, IRL. Empanadas. Which one is it?
Empanadas.
Okay.
Nope, your tongue is melting. Okay. Get to the hospital.
Time loss is brain loss.
I got time colitis.
Let's. Can I take it to the bridge?
Yeah.
Can I take it to the bridge?
Yeah.
B-b-b-b-b-b-b. Money's out.
Guys, this is an exciting time for my brother, busy, busy time. So many people to say that we're thinking about them and other people are thinking about them. I would like Griffin to tell me about this first group.
This first message is from Alex and Kate for their good friend, Dan Kober. Happy birthday, Dan Kober. They have been friends with Dan Kober. God, I hope I'm saying that name right since I'm saying it a lot. They've been friends for over 10 years. They met in 10th grade chemistry, and Alex was the best man at Dan's wedding. He and his lovely wife, Shannon, live in Grove City, Ohio. They have a shit ton of cats. He likes home brewing, he likes video games, and a computer engineer, so he sounds like a neat guy.
Griffin, it says 4 cats. You know what you're making sound like?
Shit, he has the most cats. There's a possibility that he will die and his body won't be discovered for 5 days and it'll be partially consumed by all of his cats.
If you have 1 cat, that's cool. If you have 2 cats, they better do, like, tandem tricks. Any more than that, it's a metric shit ton.
Anyway, happy birthday to you, Dan Kober.
I'm not judging your number of cats. Fill your life with love. Measure it in love.
Seasons of cats of love. Guys, in the spirit of 20 does, our next advertiser quit their job, packed their bags, moved away from Seattle, and applied to grad school, then spent a month making his first iOS game, Singing Star. The idea is that you travel through space, seeding barren planets with life using musical shooting stars, which is basically what Cher has been doing for three decades, in a metaphysical sense.
Her body is a spaceship.
Cher is a spaceship. I did the art, programming, and sound design, everything. He's not a pro game developer, so maybe Travis could review it since he's not a pro either. So search for Singing Star in the App Store and download it and let everybody know that, like, I'm going to get it right now. If you see,
go impregnate some planets.
I think that's it. You're just impregnating planets, basically.
Here's another one. This one was sent in by Peter McCaffrey for his dear wife, Megan McCaffrey. He says that he wants to wish his wife, Megan, good luck delivering their third child on May 29th. She's 25 years young. She's getting it done. She's a saint, and all women would be so lucky to be like you, and I am a lucky so-and-so to be with you. Keep getting it, honey. 20 does. Get it. Just effing get it.
He really goes on a tear there.
Yeah.
I also think this would be the most amazing Lamaze class.
Yeah.
Go! Get it!
Get it!
Fucking dig deep!
Shh, 20 does.
I think that this is actually Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser, and he's just like, tear it up. You can do this. Get it.
That is. No.
You guys know Bob Harper?
Please don't be ridiculous. What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's the man of my workout DVDs, and he's like, reach deep down inside yourself. Find your soul. Rip it out. Griffin, kiss it. Eat it.
Can I ask
you? Use its power.
Has there ever been a moment before that has worked on you unironically? Please be honest. This is for posterity.
No. Well, it makes me angry at Bob Harper, which is my own source of energy. When I'm working out on his expert edition workout, I am fueled by like a small sun of hatred for Bob Harper that I keep inside.
Megan, maybe if you can focus on a small sphere of hatred for Bob Harper, you can get through this pregnancy. Congratulations to you and Peter. Yeah. Travis, let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and hear some guys talk about stuff.
Well, have you guys checked out cinemabums.com?
I love cinnamon buns.
No. Cinema bums.
Travis, you're saying it? I just hear in cinnamon buns.
Cinema bums.
Okay.
I think they make cinnamon buns.
It sounds like if a little kid tried to say cinnamon buns.
It's adorable,
guys. I just ate a bunch of peanut butter, and I want to talk about cinnamon buns.
I'm pretending you're one of the characters in Family Circus, and it's adorable.
If you follow my footsteps back, you can get to cinema bums.
Jeffy,
now I can't even say it right, you Jeffy fucking assholes.
Jeffy eat all the cinema bums.
Cinemabums.com, Travis. What is it?
I don't even want to talk about it now. You guys have made me so conscious.
Well, you have to. They paid us.
It's a great webcomic. It comes out every Monday and Thursday. And it's, you know, just funny takes on movies. And, you know, they talk about movies that are coming out now and just cinema in general.
I'm sure that will appeal to the perplexingly gigantic webcomic audience that we have.
It's got its own style, its own distinctive style, which I appreciate. You know, they're not trying to blend in here. And I read some of these before we started, and I got a big kick out of it. Cinemabums.com is the name of the site. You can go and read the webcomic and enjoy it. We would recommend it. Go on. Updated Mondays and Thursdays, so there's a new one right now.
You guys have any ideas of how to weave these fucking two things together?
Nope.
Great, thanks. You're very, very helpful.
You're welcome.
Hey, what's that smell? I think that it's cinnamon buns. You tell me it's not, but I'm a grown adult. You say it is Cinema Bums. I said that's what I said. Then you say it's a webcomic and you can't eat those. I say, watch me. So I eat the webcomic and I get real sick. I have to go to the hospital for a week. And while I'm there, you say, hey, I know how to occupy your allotted filled hours. It's an app called Singing Star, and so I get it and enjoy it. There it is. Threaded the needle.
Oh, like John Denver at his heyday.
Hello, fake radio listeners. I didn't see you over there. This is Judge John Hodgman relaxing in his chambers. You know, I've resolved the greatest moral conflicts of our time, like the potluck problem, snob versus slob, and of course, the toot dispute. Do you have a pressing issue that needs swift, decisive justice? Visit us at www.MaximumFun.org/JJHO. That's JJ Ho for Judge John Hodgman. And hear the results of each case on my weekly podcast, Judge John Hodgman. You can subscribe in iTunes or find it online at MaximumFun.org. This is the sound of a gavel. That is all.
This question comes to us from, well, I'll tell you at the end. Many of your letters are about how to deal with unintentionally douchey family, friends, and acquaintances who I think probably just got comfortable with their surroundings and slid into douchiness. How can we police ourselves so we don't make such a slide? That's from Moderately Comfortable in the Midwest.
You gotta surround yourself. You can't police yourself, I don't think. You gotta surround yourself with douche litmus tests that you can police them. It's like a circle of trust, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that. A circle of accountability.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, can you scoot a little closer to your mic? I hear quite an echo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You gotta record every conversation that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, go...
Hire a stenographer.
Well, you don't have to go that far, but you can just, like, listen to every conversation that you have that you've recorded.
I think you should hire a stenographer.
See,
because here's my thing. You can create a job. And that's what this economy needs.
Thanks. You're right, Travis. Thank you, Travis, for thinking about our economy when Griffin's so selfish.
Thank you. And then hire a stenographer for your stenographer. A tinier stenographer.
I actually think that if you have a stenographer writing down all your stuff, you're going to say cooler stuff. Because you're going to know there's that accountability there.
And you get to yell stuff out like, read that back to me.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a copy of that? No, actually, Vicky, you can see here what I said was that I will do the laundry when I get some time. Mm-hmm. As you see here. And that would be actually really good for marriage. You can get a marriage stenographer would be hugely helpful. And I sound like I'm about to go on a Tom Pappas bit, so I'm just going to steer off here, pull off the junction.
Pump the brakes there, men of a certain age. I don't know.
I really enjoyed the concept that douchiness is caused by comfort. I like that idea. Like, douchiness is like a pair of sweatpants you slip into.
It's not... I don't think that it's quite that matter of fact, but, like... I think that is the way that it happens most of the time. And you know what? Fuck it. If you become a douche and all your friends and family become douches too, like, just try to, like, corral that and keep it inside your own bubble, but then just, like, live in it. It's fine.
Hey, guys, can I read a question?
Oh, shit.
I know, but I really like this question, and I feel like if Justin reads it, he'll cop out halfway through.
Okay.
Okay, that's always a good sign for me.
As long as it's not about pee or farts.
Oh, no. My fellow coworker and I are having a debate, and we need you to settle it for us. One day, we both happened to use the urinal at work at the same time, and my coworker passed gas. I told him, you can't do that in public bathroom, only in the privacy of your own home. He disagreed. He stated that it's perfectly acceptable to fart in a public bathroom, because that is what goes on in a bathroom. Please shed some light on the situation. And that's from Flatulent in Fargo.
I don't want to do this.
I can't talk about this.
Yep, come on, no. Farts.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk
about it. Why don't you guys want to talk about farts?
I don't,
be an adult. Talk about farts and pee and poopy and stuff.
No. Okay, I don't want to, but I don't want to do any of that.
No, but like an adult. Talk about like an adult.
No, but I don't want any, I don't want to do that.
We'll call it flattest.
No, let's.
When you release flattest.
No. Let me answer this question in like 10 seconds, and we can all move on with our lives and pretend we never talked about duty.
Okay.
Farting is 100% okay in the bathroom because you poop in the bathroom, and what are you, some kind of fucking hypocrite?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
farting in the bathroom, totally cool, and everybody pretend like it didn't happen.
Oh, FCC's back. They said, you might as well title this episode Fart Placenta, and then put a little sticker on it that says, do not release, and then don't release it. Oh, this one's going in the fucking Disney vault.
Right next to the Blu-ray of the buried in placenta.
We're going to bring that out back in 2030. Oh.
Audiences will think that's tame by then. They'll be completely over the whole bear placenta thing.
Let's do something else. Anything else, please.
Just
but farting's totally cool.
Okay, pretend next like question.
Okay.
Next question.
Did I ever tell you guys the story?
I
was in an airport bathroom, and this dude was in the stall, obviously on his phone, having a conversation with someone, and just going to town. Like, some of the raunchiest toots I've ever heard, and was just not holding back during a fucking conversation on the phone in a very public restroom.
It was like a trumpet solo in a Chicago song.
Yes, it was amazing.
This is why phones should actually collect your phones before you go into a bathroom, because by going into a bathroom, you're entering into like a I know what you did last summer situation where we're all doing terrible things, but we promise not to
ever say.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you promise that the things that are happening in there, you're just going to pretend never happened.
And it's embarrassing when you're in a stall next to somebody else in a stall who's on their phone and they're like, hey man, what's up? On their phone, and you're like, not much. I had some Taco Bell earlier.
I had some Loco Dreats.
And then he's like, yeah, she's doing okay. You're like, ah, fuck. God damn it.
And then you gotta pretend like you're having a conversation on your phone.
Yeah, Dad. Sorry, I haven't called in a while.
I had a couple minutes free, and...
We've talked way too long about this. Here's a Yahoo answer that was sent in by Sam McKay. Thanks, Sam. It's by Yahoo Answers user Haley, who asks, cute inside jokes? I am writing my friend's notes, like, you know, the ones you pass in the halls, and I don't want to be lame and repeat past things. I'm out of ideas. So are there cute inside jokes or funny things you and your friends talk about? Like, examples from me. Banana face. Inside joke. Neon Nerds with a Z, code name. Let's go eat ice cream. Random. Choo choo. IDK. Stuff like that. Anything I could put down to be cute, even though it might be a code name to someone else, but just something cute for me. Please, smiley face. Heart.
This
Haley.
Is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Hey. Choo choo. IDK.
Ice cream. Random.
Jelly bracelets.
Dr. Scholl's.
Hey, I don't know how to write this to you, but this was asked by a 50-year-old man in bifocals eating Chef Boyardee out of the can.
So we'll say middle school plus 20.
Yeah.
He
just
shrubs.
Wants to... Just what are you guys talking about? Mm. What is happening there?
I just want to know.
I just want to know what the
sneaker snappers. What's up,
edamame?
Grab, you're really bad at this. Mop and glow. Why? Why?
Power of Pine Sol.
IRS form 1099. Why?
Fukushimi.
Fukushimi.
Fushigi.
Umami.
Yakitori. Kwanzaa.
Shamil Shawala, Pasta Pepper Incorporated.
Random.
Random. Kwanzaa.
What do you think kids are talking about, Travis?
Apparently, I do not know.
Yeah, that's...
I thought I did.
You thought you did.
Until about 5 minutes ago, I thought I had my finger on the pulse.
Pokemon cards. LOL.
I thought they talked about the Green Ranger turning into the White Ranger.
Yeah. Ralph Nader.
I was way off.
So, yeah, any of those things that we just said, or you could just, like, collect two random words off of, I don't know, anything, and just say them with, like, a smiley face or, like, a lol, I think works. You could put lol in there.
Mm-hmm. Do kids still use Tamagotchis? Can you talk about your Tamagotchi?
They replace it with Fushigums.
Fushigums?
Fushigums?
Hey, get over here, Fushigums.
I can actually twirl my Tamagotchis. I can twirl my Tamagotchi between my fingers and elbows like a magic trick. He loves it too. He has such a good time. He makes a sad face and then poops. And then I can play with him between my fingers. And then I'll give him a walk. Those things are so fucking... You're playing with a calculator, idiot. Idiot Griffin from 2000. Stupid 1998 Griffin. Do better.
I like how you retconned your age at which you thought Tamagotchis were enjoyable.
I never bought a Tamagotchi. This is a true story. I was walking home from school one day. It was actually may have been a Gigapet. You remember that? It was like a knockoff. Uh-huh. Anyway, I found it lying in the grass while I was walking home, and the screen was cracked, as if to insinuate somebody was like, "You fucking Gigapet!" and threw it to the ground. It's like, I'm done with you.
And that person is making someone a wonderful parent right yeah. now.
Fucking Timmy! Get out of here.
I'm sorry to have to do this, but I do think I need the rest of that story. What happens after you find the crack Gigapet? Do you throw it in the garbage?
No, I kept him.
Did you nurse him back to health?
There was some hardware damage.
Let's remake Homeward Bound with Gigapets.
If you can think of something sadder right now than 12-year-old Griffin playing with a cracked screen Gigapet, like some sort of war refugee, please let me know what it is to watch this image from my mind. I couldn't be more depressed right now. He's wearing pumps.
No, we had a good.
But our parents couldn't afford pumps. So they're squeezers. You're killing me now.
I kept that Gigapet very happy for 2 weeks, and then the screen bled out. And then I kept interacting with him, even though I couldn't see him anymore. And then, about 2 weeks after that, the battery died.
I walked in on Griffin sucking out the juice from the liquid crystal display. He wanted the Gigapet to live inside him forever.
My body is just like a big mech suit for the Gigapet that lives inside me.
Okay, so this has been our dumbass, stupid show about placentas and shit. Called My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. Thank you for listening for whatever dark purposes you have for doing that every week. Especially if you're in college, you should probably stop listening. Big love to
the show Big Love
Bill Pullman
getting it every day. Bill, congratulations.
Mace in your face, just listen to 20 hours of Mabim Bam on a long drive. So thanks to him. Thanks to everybody tweeting about the show with the MBMBAM hashtag. Nick Wustrack, Little Socrates, Heron Bird, Aurora Hack, Buzz Click, Miluno, everybody.
I want to thank Sean Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Said it before, I'll say it again. It's a good band.
Hey, Justin.
Yes?
On a personal note, I want to say that I'm very, very glad that Sydney is back and you guys are doing the Satellite Dish again.
Oh, the Satellite Dish? You mean the Satellite Dish that you can find on iTunes by searching for Satellite Dish, and it's a comedy podcast about TV?
That is correct.
That I do with my wife.
I'm glad it's back.
I'm glad it's
back. I missed it.
You know what I didn't miss, because it's still been here? The In Case of Emergency cast.
What can you tell me about the In Case of Emergency podcast? It's
about emergencies, and you do it with two people, and at least one of them is an Australian.
That is correct. At least one of them. We haven't confirmed the other one yet. We're not sure.
To my knowledge, at least 33.3% repeating percent of them are, in fact, Australian. So,
and In Case of Emergency, you can find that on iTunes. Just search In Case of Emergency.
Oh, you guys want to talk about Rap Zone?
Yeah, Griffin, tell us all about Rap Zone.
Well, Rap Zone is a new podcast. It's not comedy-based. There's nothing funny about coming up with rhyme battles when you're battling and you have to rhyme somebody really fast. So Rap Zone is like my podcast. It's like it's like an advice show, I guess. People like call in and ask their rap questions, and I advise them.
That sounds great. Now, can people find that on the Zoom Marketplace?
They can't. You have to hack into my sub network on Linux.
It's more of a private show.
If you're a Linux user, I can send you my FTP information.
And if you see Griffin in public, he'll just give you a jazz disc that has the show on it.
Yeah.
And a jazz cigarette.
Everybody has a jazz player, right?
I also want to say, while we were congratulating people, I want to give one more shout out to Chapman Kara, because she is, her Twitter icon is her wearing a shirt of ours in front of a poster of ours, and it makes me happy. So,
and we haven't mentioned it in a while, but go check out all the other wonderful Max Fun shows if you haven't yet. Especially, it's brand new. It's our newest one, Throwing Shade. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's every episode is consistently awesome.
What's great about Throwing Shade is that they're only like 30 episodes in. You can like listen to all of them, and then you can be caught up. Do you guys realize how hard it is to stay up on a podcast, like, and have it all listened to?
It's basically tough. Impossible.
Yeah, but you can do it now. Get on board. Get on the Throwing Shade train, because goddamn, it's the funniest.
You've earned it. That is our show. We really hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you will come back. Subscribe to us on iTunes and stuff if you don't already. Which, how are you getting it?
You piece of shit. Justin just dropped.
Oh no, Justin
just dropped a copy paste of an Amazon receipt for a Fushigi Magic Gravity Ball.
You son of a bitch!
And it comes with a. Is it the ball and CD-ROM?
I think it's a combo. God, I hope so. If I just get the CD-ROM, I'm going to be very put out.
You could use Apple, maybe. final Yahoo was sent in by Tom Powell, or Thom Powell. Thank you, Tom Thom. It's by Yahoo Answers user Frank, who asks, why are there so many gay Burger King commercials?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.